Fibroid is one of the leading causes of infertility in women across the world. According to research, Black Africans are more prone to having fibroids than whites and Caucasians. The United States Library of Medicine has a research which shows that the highest burden of uterine fibroids affects Black women, occurring at rates 3 to 4 times greater in them as compared to their counterparts of other races. It is estimated that 70 to 80% of Black women will harbor fibroids over their lifetime. With no known cause or prevention of fibroids, the numbers are alarming. Complications from fibroids include heavy and prolonged menstruation between or during periods, anemia, which can lead to fatigue, pain during intercourse, frequent urination, constipation, pain in the pelvis or lower back, increased menstrual cramping, and stomach swelling, among others. Surgery is a mostly recommended option for women with threatening fibroids, but the surgery comes with quite some possible complications which most women are scared of. A number of women shared their harrowing experiences with fibroids.
Fibroid has been a very, very terrible thing. I discovered that fibroid is within my uterus, that is my womb. I have to do an operation which I have to remove my womb. Everything. Since then, I've had peace.
Found out when I got pregnant. It was multiple cirrhosis. It was a long journey. Pregnancy was very serious because series of serious pains. I couldn't sit, I couldn't stand.
However, for women like Mrs. Francis who engage in rigorous work, managing fibroids with daily routines is a matter of survival.
I'm a cook, and if I stand close to the fire, the flame, it affects me, especially when and we don't miss monthly flow. But always painful, unbearable, but what will I do?
Mrs. Francis continues to bear this burden because of the high cost of surgery. With over half of Nigeria's population living below poverty level, one can only imagine the number of women walking about with this torturous pain.
When I felt pain in my tummy, very strong, I told my husband, I don't know what is in my tummy, so I had to go for test. I was sure that it's multiple, that the thing is very, very big. It's covering my womb, and that's why I'm unable to pick him. I was afraid, this is the thing, when you go for operation, something will die, something will not die. I had to start taking this hormone shoe with lime, but it doesn't work. Different hospitals and different prices. I was sold 550,000, and that was last year.
However, improvement in science and technology has brought a huge relief. High-intensity focused ultrasound, HIFU. Dr. Abayomi Ajayi is the MD of Nordica Fertility Center. He describes this new invention, which provides a non-surgical, non-invasive procedure.
Converting ultrasound into heat energy, what it does essentially is burn off the fibroid and the blood supply. In other words, killing the fibroid. After 2 hours, about 2 hours when the procedure is over, you also rest for about 2 hours and you are good to go home. No general anesthesia, no cut, no blood transfusion, no scar. It's not only on your skin, no scar also on your uterus. You can have babies faster than traditional 6 months, 1 year. It's non-ionizing radiation, this ultrasound. It does not affect your ovaries. Your fertility is not affected. And you can also repeat it. No risk of HIV. The risk of COVID is very reduced because you are not in proximity with the patient during the procedure. And the complication rate is very low.
HIFU procedure was first introduced in 2002 in the University of Oxford and has been successfully established in 28 countries and regions. It is gathered that over 150,000 cases of benign and malignant tumors have been successfully treated. But HIFU is not for all women. There are specific cases that can be treated with HIFU.
When women are grossly obese, we might not be able to do HIFU for them. The focal point of this energy is so targeted that it must be set at a particular diameter or distance from where the energy is coming from. It's about 12 cm. If, for example, the fat has already taken 8, so it means it's only 4 cm that is effective. For women who have had abdominal surgery, especially the up and down scar, not the bikini scar, might be problematic. Also, when the fibroid is very big, when they have too many fibroids, we might have to do 2 sessions for surgery. Also, for women who have fibroids in where the baby should be, the submucous fibroid, we might also find it difficult to do for these people because we don't want to damage the endometrium, especially for those of them that still want to have babies.
Women who cannot communicate pain and those with health issues which make them unable to lie down for long would also be totally unable to have the HIFU treatment. With low earning power, most Nigerians would be bothered about the cost of having a non-invasive, non-surgical removal of fibroid.
There was a review from the teaching hospital here in Nigeria that showed about 60-something to about 80-something% of patients who had mammectomy needed blood transfusion. In a country where blood is short supply, I would rather avoid that. Also, it's possible to have anesthetic problems during the surgery. Quite a number of deaths have resulted from that, not only in Nigeria. After the process also, it's possible to have deep vein thrombosis and pulmonary embolism because of prolonged hospital stay after surgery. It's also possible to have scars in your uterus, which might prevent you even from having children. Those are some of the things that this HIFU can prevent from happening to you, then you see that it's very cost-effective.
High-intensity focus ultrasound is very new in Nigeria. However, the federal government needs to invest in this medical infrastructure. COVID-19 has changed the game for all sectors around the world. With the overwhelming advantages of HIFU, which includes zero contact with the patient, it is the way to go. As of 2021, HIFU is only available in 3 health facilities in Africa and only at the Nordica Fertility Center, Lagos, for the whole of West Africa. With possible public-private partnerships, government will be able to subsidize costs for citizens. For Nigeria Info, I'm Wemimo Adewuni.